I mentioned the fact that I was preaching in Nova Scotia several meetings recently, and one night after I'd preached, I was real hot and sweaty, and my clothes were damp. We're outside in that cool Nova Scotia night, and I cooled off too quickly and I got sick. That happens nearly every time I do that. Anyway, it got into my chest, it got into my voice box, and on a Monday night at one of the meetings, I could just barely whisper. So I had to be right here at the microphone, you know, and whisper the message. Fortunately, it's improved some since then. And I will assure you that I'm pretty sure I'm past the contagious stage. I'm just trying to get rid of the stinking cough. And so I'll probably have to cough some during the presentation of the message this morning. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 down through verse 19, I'm going to read. And then we're going to bow our heads and pray and ask God's blessing on the reading of his word. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives, the name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up out of his city yearly to worship and sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. As he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than